the Pearl Orchid, Chapter 4. They walked down the street for a bit, hand in hand, and each with a large smile. They walked just a few more blocks until they arrived at Madison Square Gardens. When she stepped up to the ticket window, you could see the excitement on his face. "Is this where we're going?" "Yeah, the Rangers are playing tonight, so they have a public skate today." "Wow, I've listened to so many fights from here. I never thought I would get to come here." "Two, please, and two pair of skates also," was her request to the man behind the window. "That will be $2.50. You get the skates inside," he replied with a gruffness. "So why ice skating?" she asked, as they waited for the rental man to return their skates. "Have you been before?" "Nope, but I've always seen pictures of it, and I've always told myself that if I ever got to go up north, that I would give it a try. So here I am, and now here I am," as he walks up to the long glass windows that overlook the rink. They quickly strapped on their skates and gingerly stepped out onto the ice. As James held on to the edge and slowly made his way around, Alicia sped around the rink. Not too smoothly, but definitely not her first time. She caught up with him and took his hand. She led him away from the edge, and together they laughed and skated and laughed. Sometimes holding hands, sometimes she would skate ahead, but rarely did their eyes leave each other's. His heart was so high. He had never experienced such pure and uncontained joy. He was just in that moment. He was not worried about the future, and he did not need the past as a crutch. He was just himself. At that moment, it was just the two of them. As she skated up beside him, she asked, "Need a break?" "Want some hot chocolate?" he responded. She nodded, and they skated off. After returning their skates, they made their way over to the concession area, picked up some hot chocolate, and sat down on the same side of a booth. They took a few sips. As he thought about the day and about the girl, he remembered his grandmother. He remembered her love. He took the pin out of his pocket, now bright and shiny, glowing with new life, and pinned it on her collar. She looked down at it and smiled. "It really is a pretty pin," she said. "You really are a very beautiful woman." She took up his hand again, and they sipped some more. "It's an orchid, you know. I think they're my favorite flower, and not just because of the pin, because they are just so delicate and unique. Each one is an original, like a work of art." "Yeah, I know what you mean," as she looks down at the pin. Jumping up, "Come on, I've got something I want to show you." He slid out of the booth, and as she started to pounce out of the building, she grabbed his hand. This time he beat her to the door, and with his body he blocked her from opening it. She slid to a stop and into him. He reached down and got a quick kiss before disappearing out the door. Their gaiety spilled out onto the sidewalk, and they laughed all the way to her apartment. The lights were beginning to come on as the streets were disappearing into the shadows of the buildings. The sidewalk was now much quieter. They come to a stop in front of a brown brick building. Judging from the windows, three single panes climbing up the right side and three double panes going up the left, it was a fairly narrow building.
"I live on the second floor. I have a small one-room apartment there. It's not fancy, but it's clean."
She stepped up to the door, and a quick turn of the lock, they were inside. The entry room was dusty and dim. There were two closed doors on the right side of the room with the word "office" above the newer one. The rest of the room was barren and stark. Directly in front of them, a staircase ran up the right side of the long, narrow room. She began to leap and bounce up them, with him not far behind. She pointed to a door as she ran past it and around to the next flight of stairs. "That's my place." They reached the fourth floor, and as she opened the only door at the top of the stairs, her demeanor changed. The energy that had been bursting from her as they ran up the stairs had now changed into a softness, a quiet, anticipatory excitement. The room was bright from the sunlight. The walls and the ceiling were all glass. It was a small greenhouse built on the roof. The room was completely full of flowers of all different colors, but they were all the same kind. They were all orchids. There must have been 20 or 30 flowers in this small glass room. The brilliant sun light shining on the many varied hues set the room afire with color, like a wonderful work of art. "Do you like them? Aren't they beautiful?" Alicia asked. "Yes, they're wonderful. Whose are they?"
"They're mine. I love flowers, and orchids are my favorite. I started this garden not long after I moved here. My mom and I used to grow them together, ever since I was a little girl. Aren't they beautiful? As the orange light from the setting sun shone across the room, they looked into each other's eyes. He turned to her, and they stood face to face. He thought to himself as he looked into her soft eyes so full of life, "My war is over." He knew that this was the love that he had been holding on to in those dark times, the love that he refused to let go of. The love that the pen represented was not gone, only now it was becoming more fully realized. As the filtered sun hit the pen, it seemed to come alive with the light. It melted into the blooms that surrounded them. The smell of the flowers filled his senses. The seed of love that the pen contained was finally blooming. He was alive. He was safe. He was home. The end.